Cowboy.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Good morning to you here on a Friday, SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio. Two good games last night. Well, not really good games, but just enough sports to sort of satisfy the palate in the Astros 6-1 victory over Tampa Bay to take Game 5 in advance of the ALCS. And simple masterpiece by Gerrit Cole, who had 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run off two hits in eight innings of work. And then the Patriots did something in their Thursday night game, once again showcasing why they're the best team in the NFL. The offense sloppy, the offense not really eye-popping, but the defense was smothering. Yes, they're facing Daniel Jones, and yes, the list of opponents that the Patriots have had this season isn't exactly a who's who of the NFL yet. But they did play Ben Roethlisberger in week one and suffocated him. And then after that, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, and Josh Allen, who had made a lot of mistakes, and the Redskins. Okay, they're not, again, elite of elite. But again, when you're looking for some sort of time stamp on Tom Brady, where you're saying, okay, when is Father Time going to creep? Watch out for the defense that's going to help them win a lot of games when Tom Brady isn't at his sharpest or finest. And last night he did throw for over 330 yards, but he did have a pick. The Patriots offense was stymied a couple of times by the Giants defense. But again, when you're looking at the complete picture of the Patriots, this is why they're so good. Because they have the best head coach. And they have one of the best defensive geniuses in the game. And if that's what the way the Patriots defense is going to be all year, again, it ain't a who's who, but you know what? I don't care who they play. It won't matter because the Patriots defense is going to figure out ways to beat you. We went into that Super Bowl wondering what kind of game we were going to get, and very few of us thought it was going to be a very extremely low-scoring, hold the mighty Rams to 3 points kind of game. But that's the kind of defense that Bill Belichick can bring out of the Patriots. And Patriots fans can look at the offense and say, it does need to be tweaked here. It needs to be tweaked there. This has to be sharper. This has to be a little bit better. But in the end, the defense is what has been absolutely incredible and phenomenal for the Patriots. All right, we're going to look into one other NFL issue and also another statement by the NBA involving their games in China. That just has a lot of people going, okay, this is time to figure this thing out. Next on SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Good, the bad, and the dumb coming up in about 30 minutes. You don't want to miss that on a Friday, as we like to close out the week pretty strong. All right, so Colin Kaepernick's people are saying that of all the 32 teams, he has not gotten one hint of work. Not surprising. We keep bringing this up every now and then. Not surprising. But here's my feeling on this, all right? If you are an NFL team, or if you are an anti-Kaepernick, I don't want him in the NFL person, can you just be honest as to why you don't want him in the league? If you're the NFL brass, and I know there's collusion and I get all that, but why not just say, look, we have games to win. We have a division to win. We think he can help us. We think he's a better option than some of the quarterbacks that we have on the roster that we're forced to use. However, we just don't have time and we don't want any more distractions, and we don't want our players and our team to get bogged down in a kneeling controversy when it comes to the anthem. I'd be fine with that. I get it. I understand it. I didn't like the kneeling. I thought it was a bad way to send the message. I thought it created more problems than it was solving. I think the message of kneeling got lost in the actual kneeling controversy. So I think how you deliver a message is as important as the message itself, and I think he chose poorly. But can we stop saying he won't fit in a system, or it's been too long since he's played, and we don't, you know, we just don't think he's good enough? Can we stop that? Because right now the Steelers are about ready to start a third string quarterback who played in the FCS, and I've never heard of. That's going to be their quarterback on Sunday night when they play the Chargers, a primetime game. Now, this is no offense to Delvin Hodges. Lord knows Tom Brady was able to turn a nice opportunity into a superstar-level event, but that's the rare unicorn exception. A lot of these guys come in, they can't play, they're not as good, they struggle, and then they're out. Wouldn't the game have a lot more interesting element to it if you had Colin Kaepernick on the Steelers roster? But the Steelers don't want him, and none of the other 30 on the other teams want him, because they don't want him kneeling for the anthem, and they don't want their season hijacked by that controversy. And that's fine, and I completely get it. But what they're doing is, what I'm seeing is, people are making these excuses for why Kaepernick isn't employed, and saying, well, these are the real reasons, when they're not the real reasons. And I believe in truth, and I don't like being lied to, and I don't like being spun a woven tale that doesn't make any sense. We're not talking about him taking over the starting quarterback position for these teams. We're saying he's better than Luke Falk, right? We're saying he's a better option than some of these guys that have been called to duty to play in this league, to play now because guys have gone down. Not everybody's been Teddy Bridgewater or Gardner Minshew. And in even a backup role, the Steelers are going to be calling up Paxton Lynch, who can't play in this league, who never took a team to a Super Bowl or, and the next year, a championship game. But it's okay if you just want to tell us the truth. This is where these kind of issues get hijacked by people who don't know anything about sports, who want to interject into sports. The political pundits who want to tell you that the reason Colin Kaepernick can't play in the NFL is because he lost his job to Blaine Gabbert. Because statistically, he's just not that good. We're not talking about, again, a starting job at a $14 million a year salary. We're talking about, can you be a third string quarterback? Can you be a second string quarterback for a football team that needs one? If you just come out and say, look, I have no need for the distraction on my football team, then I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally fine. But I deal in a different world than a lot of people on the outside who want to come in and make and politicize this issue and say, well, it's not really about, no, it's not really about this. It's really because he's not that good. Please. Really? Again, I'm not trying to equate him to Russell Wilson like we used to do. I'm just saying he's better. He's probably more athletic and ready to play in this league than Delvin Hodges is. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Hodges Sunday night might light up the Chargers with 4 touchdowns, and we might have a legit superstar in our hands. But it's all about the truth and the narrative of the truth that I struggle with. It's not that I'm not standing on a soapbox demanding Colin Kaepernick get a job. I don't care. I couldn't care less. Like I said, I hated the kneeling thing. I thought it was awful. I thought it was embarrassing. And you know what? I can support the message of what he was trying to do, but I can hate how he delivered it. I think a lot of people are like that. Right? You want to talk about police and brutality and injustice? I get all that, and I would listen to that, and I want to hear that, but I can't hear it if you're insulting me in another area. But this spin, because they don't want to say the truth, because they're worried about what the truth really means. I can understand it legally from a standpoint. What I can't stand is listening to people on the news circuit tell me that this is the reason. That the reason is all of these others that don't make any sense from a quarterback position. And no one's going to convince me otherwise. You can't convince me that he's been working out, he's been playing, he's been trying to get in this league. He's a smart guy when it comes to playing this position. He can adjust his style of play. But the idea that now Paxton Lynch is going to be the backup quarterback for the Steelers, and this guy can't be the backup quarterback for the Steelers, well, why can he? Because Paxton Lynch is exponentially better than he is? I mean, we're barbecuing John Elway for even thinking he could have been a starter in the NFL and drafting him in round one. No, what this is about is I don't want the distraction, and that's fine with me. That's okay with me. But don't spin a tale. Don't spin yarn. It's crazy. Because you're insulting my intelligence. And I don't like it when my intelligence is insulted. I feel like Michael Corleone just then in The Godfather. But again, if you don't want to bring him on, don't bring him on. But please don't tell me it's for other reasons. All right, I want to get to the China issue. In the NBA, they just got to leave the country. Just get these games over with and leave the country and get to the start of the regular season. Because there is more coming up about the NBA and how they're dealing with the media in China that is mind-boggling. And you won't believe it. I'll bring it up next on SB Nation AM.
This is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels with an automotive tip brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. Listeners email me every week asking which fuel to use, regular or premium. The answer is in your owner's manual. You remember, it's a small book in the glove box that most people never look at until there's a problem. If it says premium recommended, then that means the higher octane helps performance a little. That's it. If it says premium required, then your engine is really designed for it and you need to use it. Luckily, only a few high-performance and luxury cars need it, not many. Folks, running premium fuel is not giving your car a treat. But what I would do is spend a few cents more per gallon and buy a top-tier fuel. Top-tier fuel has more than the minimum additives and cleaners that your engine really needs. All the major brands are top-tier fuels. Simple rule of thumb, folks. Buy your groceries at the grocery store and get your fuel at a major brand station. This is Mike Herzing from Let's Talk Wheels, brought to you by the great folks at Jeep. For more of my tips, go to letstalkwheels.com, and you can find us on Facebook as Let's Talk Wheels.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in the remarkably efficient Jeep Cherokee. While others see the weather as a foe, you'll see it as a friend in Jeep Compass, with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll find yourself right where you want to be, with nothing, not even a roof, standing between you and the weather, with the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry in to Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Jeep is a registered trademark.
SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, one out of four batteries will fail this winter. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly says the Superstart battery for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. Did you hear in Denver it's 11 degrees? They've got winter now, which is always cool this time of year. When I lived in Colorado, it was always cool. Like in October, you'd get some like a snow, but then it would be warm. You get the snow off the mountains, but now it's not only snow, it's cold too. It's 11 degrees. So it was always my point when I lived out there, because I remember the 2007 World Series. October can be a real tricky month in Colorado, and imagine if the Rockies were hosting game one of the National League Championship Series tonight, and it's 11 degrees and there's snow all over the place. What do you do if you're Major League Baseball? Do you go, all right, I guess she got to figure out a way to get this in sometime this weekend. Yeah. Get the shovels out. Get the jackets. I mean, it's one thing when you're playing at Yankee Stadium in October and it's like, it's a cool 37 degrees out or 42 degrees out, and you see the guys in their jackets and their winter hats. Okay, but it's not freezing. There's no ice. There's no snow.
The only thing that was bizarre to me with Colorado, my cousin just moved there. She moved from Reno to Denver.
Okay.
She said, she's like, here's the view out of my office window, posting a picture just covered in snow. She says, yesterday was 80 degrees. Tomorrow is supposed to be 60.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah.
It just seems so bizarre. It's like, is all of Denver going to be sick now? They're going to have the plague, right?
Yeah, the first year I lived there, we got a spring snow, meaning it snowed in like late May. I couldn't believe it. I'd heard about it. I'd never lived there before, but I kind of heard this every now and then. And Rick Riley one time had a line in his, because he's from Colorado, and he said, people see one snowstorm and they think Dr. Zhivago grew up here. And that's the way it felt like. I was like, my God, it never ends. This is what's going to be like the whole time we live here. It's going to be snow. But it was like 85 degrees like the next day. And it was all gone. Just melts.
It's just amazing to me.
But it's just imagine baseball like, oh, the Rockies. Oh, God. They're in this playoff thing. We don't know. We're going to get snow,
didn't that happen
rain,
one year?
Ice.
Didn't they get postponed because of snow?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. I remember when I remember going to games in the 2007 run where I thought the game was going to get canceled because I'm like, it's freezing. I mean, it's ice, it's rain and cold. Nope, they went out there and played. The Arizona Diamondbacks were like, we were sliding all over the place out there. It was freezing. They were out there in the outfield running on balls. Like, this is gross. This is hockey.
You can't put kids from Arizona in snow.
No, this is crazy. Yeah, they got swept in four games. All right, so this the NBA's got to get out of China from get these preseason games over with and get out of there. Just get out of there, get home. Start the season and let's kind of either A, forget this, or B, I don't know, figure it out down the road. Mostly forget this. So here's the deal. If you've been following this story, you know, there's this precarious line that the NBA is on between standing up for American values and the fact that they want to do business in China. So they got to do things that the Chinese government wants them to do while they're in that country. So the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets had a game, a preseason game in China, and the government said no media availability for the game. And they also asked that the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, cancel a pregame news conference, which they did. Now you've got another game that's going on, and they've asked for the same thing, that it's going to be another game in which no media availability at all. This is a little ironic, isn't it? That the one thing that Adam Silver was talking about was, you know, cultures and different ways we view things, et cetera, and freedom of speech. And we will not, punish those in our league who want to speak out on things. But when they get to China and they go, okay, you want us to shut down the media? We're shutting down the media. You want us to cancel a press conference? We'll shut that down too. They have to capitulate to the Chinese government, thus proving Daryl Morey's point, is it not?
I would say yes.
So it proves the point that got the NBA in this all this trouble in the first place. Because at the root of what Daryl Morey tweeted was that Hong Kong wants freedom of speech and other freedoms that they're afraid the Chinese government will suppress and put the boot on them. And so Daryl Morey sends out a tweet supporting Hong Kong's freedom. The NBA has to go into this whole PR spin to try to appease the Chinese government because now they're going to lose that country. And then the Chinese respond with, oh, yeah, and by the way, when you're here playing these preseason games, no media and no press conferences. And the NBA goes good, and it goes right back to Daryl Morey on the back end, in which Morey was like, see, what did I tell you? This is why we support Hong Kong. I mean, it's a mess. And you know what? It's a mess because for those who say there's a simplistic answer to this, the NBA should stand up to China, they just aren't going to do that. And so because they're not going to do that, the answer in how to solve this relationship is very complicated. And I wouldn't want to be Adam Silver at all. Because Silver's job, as we've been saying all week talking about this story, is to make money for the owners. And shutting out the second largest market and the second largest consumer of your brand is not the way to do it. Oh, I've heard a lot of people say, look, it affects the salary cap. It affects revenue. I mean, there's all sorts of benefits monetarily that the NBA gains by having China as such a major market for its product that Adam Silver can't alienate that. He can't shut that down. Even if he wanted to, even if he was disgusted by the Chinese government and their actions against their own citizens, he just can't from a business standpoint.
No, okay. The players of the league, too, will feel that way because they'll know that. Hey, you know what? These insane contracts we've been getting, seems like every 2 years the salary cap keeps going higher and higher. You know, all of a sudden that'll go away.
Right, right. And I listen, earlier in this week I stuck up for Steve Kerr in a way by saying, look, I know people are demanding an answer from Steve Kerr. Well, you speak out on gun control, you speak out on the bathroom issue, and you speak out on Trump, and you speak out on all these other policies. And Kerr said, well, I got to do my research on this before I comment. And I stuck up for that earlier this week by saying, hey, look, I don't want him to make an ill-informed a comment on an issue that most of us just got into a couple of days ago. Gun control, look, we've had a number of issues where the gun control debate has come up in this country, right? We've had a number of school shootings. We've had a number of other public shootings where you over time, over the last 10, 15 years, can develop an opinion on gun control, whether you support any type of control or no control in your full Second Amendment, whatever side you're on. We've had a number of these type of incidents that where you can start developing in this. And maybe it's the same way about the transgender bathroom issue. I don't know. But this story with Daryl Morey and China and the economic impact and free speech, yes, that's always been in the backdrop. But this is really the first time a lot of us has really said, okay, what should a business, American business, really do about this country and about the way they treat not only their own citizens, but the people of Hong Kong? So I understood why Steve Kerr would want to do research. But here's the deal. Do research and come up with something. Because you do want to talk about all sorts of things. So if you say you need more research, then do some research and say something about it. But I doubt he ever will.
No, he won't say anything. It almost feels like the NBA has been put under a gag order.
Yeah, I doubt he ever will. And neither will Steph or LeBron or anybody else.
Yeah, it was like there's an internal memo that went out that says, hey, guys, we're not going to talk about China.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Talk about the food, talk about the people, talk about how great your time was there. That's it.
Now, look, I'm not going to say that the press that is currently overseas with the NBA covering these games and covering the NBA are like the press of the China, you know, a press member in China getting told what to write in terms of. Oh, so I'm not saying that they're equivalent. I get it. They're not. But I can only imagine what it must be like to be in China as a member of the press and realizing I now can't have access to why I'm here in the first place.
Right. Well, I mean, no, there's that viral video going around. The CNN reporter asked a simple question.
Yeah.
And then somebody from the NBA immediately stepped in and said, oh, we're not answering that question right
and
now.
And again, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as a business deciding what they will or will not answer and will not talk about, which is fine. Or you can look at it as that the NBA is now becoming a victim of an oppressive government because they're in China, they're playing on Chinese soil, and they need to capitulate to whatever the Chinese government demands of them, thus proving the point of why Daryl Morey believes that publicly he should support Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's all about the money.
And what have I said all the time about asking questions, right? Look, you ask questions to get a response no matter what that response is. That was one of the first things I learned. You don't shape your editor, when you're writing, will say, I need you to talk to LeBron about this Chinese issue. If LeBron says, I have no comment on that, that's the answer you got to the question. And that's okay. You don't need to force something out of LeBron, but you got to ask it. And so these press people are asking these questions to get the exact response, and that can become the story. I tried to ask this question. I immediately was shot down, and my question was suppressed. This is a problem because now we're in China, and now I can feel in a little bit of a way, without having my hotel room ransacked and dragged off in the middle of the night with my family, I now can feel what it's like to try to get a story and get information in a totalitarian regime.
Yep. So now that this has happened, do we go back next year?
I think the NBA needs to stay out of this for a while until they figure out exactly what the game plan is.
Yeah.
I think the NBA needs to just go, look, we're going to play these games like we promised, but then we're out, and then we're going to figure out what our relationship with this country is, and no more visits, no more sanctions. If a player wants to go to promote a sneaker deal in the offseason, fine, go do that. But the NBA, no more sanctioned anything. They're not going to let them anyway. But even if they did, the NBA needs to say, before we do it, we need to come up with a company policy on exactly how we're going to deal with this situation. Because it's an embarrassing look. It really is.
SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It's the good, the bad, the dumb for a Friday, as we always close the week strong. So let's feel good with the good.
What the good? Hey, you remember earlier this week we were talking a little bit about Jay Gruden being called into a 5 a.m. meeting to
yes.
get fired?
One of the funner stories of the week.
What you and I questioned is, like, what do you do after?
Yeah, what do you do afterwards?
You know, I mean, did he go to breakfast? Did he go to a bar? I don't know. I do have an answer that may shed some light onto it.
Okay, go ahead.
The soccer manager for Barnsley FC, which is an English team.
Right.
He was fired mid-season and then caught on video ripping tequila shots with fans after he got fired.
Why wouldn't you?
Fans were buying him shots.
Right. Sure. Why not?
So
why not?
I'm going to assume that since it was that early in the morning, I don't know about if shots were taken, but maybe somebody, bought him a plate of ham and eggs or something. I don't know.
Maybe Gabe Kapler, formerly of the Phillies, will be doing the same exact thing. He got let go yesterday.
Yeah.
By the way, in that situation with Gabe Kapler, what took so long? Why are you waiting 10 days? When the season ended, why wasn't it, hey, come here. Yeah, bye. Thanks for the 81-81 season.
Yeah.
Were they thinking about it?
I guess. Maybe the memo didn't make it to
maybe
the desk.
Maybe it didn't get to him. Yeah. You don't work here anymore.
His TPS reports.
Maybe so, right? Maybe so. But no. So he was hitting. So the soccer coach was drinking some shots. That's a good way to go.
He was downing shots of tequila with Barnsley fans on Wednesday night, just hours after being sacked by the club.
Were they angry at him? Was it a bad hire?
No, they actually chipped in to give Stendhal, his name is Daniel Stendhal, they chipped in to give him an unofficial leaving party to thank him for his service before he heads back to Germany.
Gotcha. Okay.
He remains immensely popular figure amongst supporters, having guided them promotion from League One last season. So he brought them up a level.
Well, good. So let's see if Jay Gruden tells us the story about Redskin fans buying him drinks.
We just want to know. We're curious.
Yeah.
We're just curious.
I thought your idea of going like to a Denny's or a Waffle House for breakfast was a good idea.
Yeah.
I think if I was like a football coach and I got let go and I knew like, okay, there is like a little bit, and I don't want to speak for Jay Gruden, but in my mind, I think I would feel like if I was a coach there for six seasons and I had to deal with all of the incredible ups and downs of working with Daniel Snyder and whatnot, that I'd be relieved enough that I would go out to a Denny's and I'd be like, you know what? Everything. I want everything. I'm going to make this the biggest breakfast I've ever eaten in my life.
Of course. Yes.
Just, you know what? I feel free. I know I'm going to get another job. I'm not worried about that. I'm free. This big weight has been lifted off my shoulders. You know, I want a grand slam and make the pancakes and give me a T-bone steak. And I'm just going to eat. So keep it coming.
I might stay here for lunch
is right.
I mean, because
moon's over my hammy. I'll take it all.
Let's face it. If you or I get fired, there's a little bit of panic mode.
Yeah, of course.
Of like, okay.
I've been let go many times.
Yeah. Where's the next check coming?
Yep.
If you're an NFL head coach, you've been making millions upon millions of dollars. And he's been, he was in it for 6 years. Right.
Yeah. Six years.
He made a decent amount that he was probably got enough to sustain himself for quite a bit of time if he wasn't able to find a job. I mean, he could take a sabbatical if he wanted to. He's not going to. He'll be hired sometime during the offseason.
I was let go from three stations, all startups, within like a year to 6 months, like year to what, 18 months, a year and a half, almost 2 years. And it happened like in my early 30s, and it's a really, you really struggle with it.
Yeah.
You really struggle with it because we all had this like real optimism. We're all really excited. And then, you know, things happen and the economy goes and whatever. But there's a real panic. But with these guys, don't equate that same level of panic because it's just not there. A lot of guys get massive payouts, their contracts paid out. If they've been smart with their money, they put a lot of money away. Maybe they're not. I mean, maybe they're financial, you know, crazies. I don't know.
I have to believe that coaches are smarter.
Yeah,
than
they're
that.
A little bit more smarter. They're a little bit more wise with their money.
They're not out
because
there buying outlandish things.
What do you say about coaches? Right, the job is to get fired. Right, they kind of know eventually. You ain't, Bill Belichick or Saban, you don't have these things for life.
No, there's only a handful of coaches who have stepped down when they wanted to.
Right, exactly. So most of the time, you're preparing for that day. So don't feel bad for Jay Gruden. He's probably relieved. So
no, that's why I'm saying. I mean, I would love to think that maybe he did hit up a bar.
Exactly.
And Redskins supporters going, it's not you.
Yeah,
we know who it is.
All right. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. And there's two ways to look at this bad. Okay. There's an invasive fish species that can breathe air and survive on land that's been found in Georgia for the first time.
Okay.
So officials are warning anyone who comes into contact with the species to kill it immediately. So I said this.
Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah. Go ahead. Finish that thought. Go ahead.
There's two ways to look at this. One is, you know, I think we're dealing with maybe an alien or zombie fish, right? Or two, maybe it's just evolution, and we're being told to stop evolution.
Okay, wait a minute. Why do we know about, I mean, again, why am I learning about this fish now? Wouldn't this fish just didn't develop this skill 2 years ago.
No.
It's probably been around for a while. Is it a newly discovered species, or did they know about it and then finally just made the news?
I'm not 100% sure, but it's called the snakehead, and it's been reported in 14 states nationwide. The long, thin fish has a dark brown, blotchy appearance and can grow up to 3 feet in length. It can also breathe air and survive in low oxygenated systems, including on land.
Mother Nature, you never cease to amaze me.
And I'm looking at this fish. I mean, it's not a good-looking fish. I mean, it's an ugly, ugly fish.
I wonder if it's tasty.
I doubt it. Looks really small and bony and spiny.
Might be a delicacy.
It could be.
Like, just a little bit. It's like, oh, this is like $1,000 an ounce.
To be honest with you, it's probably like a fish that, you know, gives, like, off hallucinogenic qualities.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
If you like the back of the fish, you're tripping for days.
That is amazing. That's amazing that just discovered fish that can breathe on land.
There is like alien thing to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, fish don't breathe on land. They're supposed to die when they get up here. But at the same time, it's like, are we being told to kill evolution?
No, don't. I would not kill that. I would not kill that because don't know.
You know, I mean, the way we all descended, they all say we started off as like, you know, single cell organisms or multiple cell organisms. And through time, we, you know, we're in the water. And then one day we decided to be on land. And then, you know, life happened.
Like in my house, you know what I hate killing? I used to just kill them all the time if I saw one. I hate killing spiders.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to kill
weird,
a spider.
But that's fine.
Yeah, because even when I see a spider, I'm like, I want to take it. I want to put it outside because spiders do such a good job of the insects and all that other stuff. And
they
don't want to kill them.
I mean, that's true.
I just want to be like, put it in a jar and just shove it outside. You know,
well, it's like one of my neighbors the other day posted, like, there's so many lizards. I can't just walk around with the lizards. And the photo that she posted was a gecko.
Oh, yeah. They're cute.
And, you know, having lived in Hawaii, geckos run rampant everywhere, but having geckos in the house is considered lucky and fortunate because they eat the bugs that you don't like. They'll eat the centipedes. They'll eat the cockroaches.
Yeah, exactly.
They eat those bugs. And so like in our house, if I see a gecko running around, I'm like, great, get to work.
Yeah, get working.
Exactly. Earn your keep. You're earning more than my dog right now.
That's a great line. Tell the gecko to earn your keep. This ain't free. This is not a free life.
Man.
Get to work.
I won't let anything happen to you as long as you keep these cockroaches at bay.
Exactly. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, this story made me laugh. I mean, you know, it could be bad, it could be good, I don't know. But a vegan is pressing criminal charges on her friends for tricking her into biting a chicken nugget while she was drunk.
Oh, she might have something.
Oh, no, she definitely does.
Doesn't she?
These friends posted it to Snapchat. And, like, you know, like with laugh emojis and and the like and going, we tricked her into thinking it was a chicken nugget. They even tell her that it was, I have to look it up because I have no idea what it's called. Oh, SunFed.
Is there a lawyer that can make this abuse or something like that?
Oh, I'm certain there is.
Like, this tail and turn it into...
Are you asking if there's a lawyer out there that's going to do something devious? Really, Tony? But yeah, no, I find this dumb because on the one hand, it's like, you know, friends pull pranks.
Sure they do, yeah.
On the other hand, she's been a vegan, I guess, for like 24 years or something like that. She decided that when she was 3 years old. No, she's been a vegan for 10 years. I'm sorry. She hasn't eaten meat. But she decided when she was 3 that she wanted to just be a vegetarian. But, you know, it took her until she was the age of 14 to go, I'm writing off meat altogether.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they kept telling her that I guess it was this chicken called SunFed, which is a vegan chickenless chicken.
Oh, and she just bought it and said, yeah, why not?
Well, she was hammered.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, right?
Which makes me wonder, too, what kind of alcohol was she drinking? If you're a vegan, there's certain alcohols you can't have.
That's very true. That's very true.
Because technically you can't really have sugar.
I remember when I was young, I worked at this restaurant, this Italian restaurant, and this guy came in and he was vegan and he wanted to know if a particular dish had meat in it. And I said, it has ham. And he says, I need to get that with no ham. And the cooks, they made it, but there was little pieces of ham in it. And he ate the piece of ham. And I'm not kidding. He threw a fit.
I believe
it. Fit. He threw up. He yelled. He got the manager involved. I mean, he was so upset. It, like, visibly shaken. And I remember thinking it was weird, but as I've gotten older, I'm not a vegan by any means. I've gotten older. I guess I can understand a little bit if that's your religion or thought process or method of whatever it is to you, how important it is to you, right, on whatever level. I guess you might have a case. I mean, so angry. I mean, it was unreal. I mean, I got scared.
If you'd brought this case up like 10, 15 years ago, nothing.
Right, just been right.
Today, Cora would have just looked at it like, come on, dude. You know, just laugh it off, smile.
Yeah,
sorry,
totally.
you were a butt of a prank. Maybe next time don't drink that much. In today's world, nah, she definitely has a case. She's going to be able to take... I don't know what the punishment is.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know if this is criminal.
She's pressing criminal charges.
Oh,
I think the judge would go, it's like, you know what, let's dial it down a little bit because we're not throwing him in jail for giving you a chicken nugget.
Yeah, you might get a little bit of like pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Might get a little cash.
Maybe they're gonna have to fulfill some community service.
Yeah, right.
You know, cleaning vegan restaurants or something, or
gosh.
I don't know.
That's amazing. But,
yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's dumb to me just because I can't believe this is a story. I almost went with this other story where a Florida man was arrested for giving his alligator beer. But I feel that's common.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you have an alligator, you would give it beer.
I feel that that's a common thing to just.
You
got to
keep an alligator
beer
drunk because if its mind was right, it'd eat you alive.
Yeah, because it gets ornery because it has all them teeth and no toothbrush.
That's right. Good, the bad, and the dumb on a Friday, SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, 1 out of 4 batteries will fail this winter. Get yours tested for free during Superstar Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly has the Superstar Battery for you. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, on Twitter, Michael says, Kodak and Hugo Boss couldn't stop doing business in the second largest market in the world in 1936. Do you want to be on the wrong side of history collaborating with the Nazis? Think about the financial ramifications in your own domestic market. Again, that's a great point. Does the NBA want to look back in 2019, 10 years from now, and went, oh, boy, that was, wow, what we did for money? I mean, I get it. The dollars are there, man. The dollars are there. It's a big country with a big fan base. But think long term. Think big picture. What if down the road this escalates into a real embarrassing problem for the league? Has Mark Cuban said anything about this? Mark Cuban's pretty vocal. He doesn't care what the NBA thinks. Have you seen anything about Mark Cuban?
No.
No, I haven't either. Stop asking Steve Kerr. Ask Mark Cuban. Although Cuban's on Shark Tank and all that, he's probably more inclined not to say anything than anybody else.
Well, he's been kind of dormant for a while anyways. Like, he hasn't really gone the controversial route.
Right. But see, when you're a billionaire, you're so freed up. You don't have...
Yeah. I mean, what's it going
like
to do?
Like, what are you going to do to me? I think this is a dumb thing to be in China. I think they're terrible. What are you going to do? Right? Well, Mark, you could... I got more money than all... My 10 generations will spend. Stop. I make more in interest in a day than most people make in 10 years of work. I'm good.
That's great.
You know? Right. So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where if you're a billionaire, you're one of the owners, you have nothing to lose, say something. Like, if you're Kerr, you'd be like, oh, well, I'm not, you know, Kerr's not getting fired, don't get me wrong, but you'd be like, yeah, I don't want the economic impact and all that stuff, and I don't want to be the guy that causes trouble, you know, whatever. But if you're Cuban, you're like, yeah, I'm one of 30 owners. I hate this. I think we got to do something about it. We got to cut it out. Okay. But maybe he's like everybody else, just wants to hope it goes away. Hope it goes away. Boy, Daryl Morey, man, been saying it all week. It's amazing. His tweet has sparked an international crisis. Imagine having that kind of power. I mean, goodness gracious. You ever see how things go viral? I can't get anything to go viral.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I can't get anything to go viral. And yet somebody, like, I saw a cool video of, like, some little kid doing something else to a nice other little kid. And it had, like, 2 million views.
Or two kids. I saw two kids the other day running to hug each other.
Yeah, see that? They got like 10 million views.
Do I need to start filming things like
that? Yeah, maybe so. Maybe you need... Hey, kid, come over here. Do something cute. Like, give your friend a hug or pat him on the back or tell him what a good kid he is. Do something cute. I got to make this go viral. Seriously. Daryl Morey. Powerful guy. You know, his thing was going to go viral, but it's amazing. International crisis, but well played. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.